You're listening to KHUM. That was Andrew Bird with Capsized. And right now, I have the esteemed pleasure of having two of the three co-directors of the Humboldt Film Festival in here right now. You want to introduce yourselves?
Hello, my name is Nairobi's Apolito.
And I'm Emily Hall.
And you both got involved with this because you're both film students?
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome. Why did you decide to become film students? Just interested? I'm sorry, it's like an off-the-wall question.
No, I feel like it's
an amazing medium.
Yeah, it can reach everyone and anyone everywhere. It's just super broad, and it's a great art form to just express yourself, and also.
It's okay. When I was
it's okay.
I was a kid, I was a writer because I just didn't like the media that I was seeing on TV or in books. Like, I wanted to see people like me, and so I started getting super into media and super into movies and like changing the narrative to in order to see more people like me. And so I ended up really getting into film and really just consuming tons and tons of TV and all kinds of movies. And so when I got to college, I was like, you know, I really want to write and I really want to make things that other people can see. And so that's why I got into film.
Well, film is a really cool medium. It's so interesting, the different mediums, how you can like show people or tell stories in different ways. Because radio versus television versus films, it's all completely different. Like photographs, still photographs.
Right.
Like
mm-hmm.
One picture can say 1,000 words. It's mm-hmm. It's amazing. But you all took tons of international entries for this
film
festival.
Yeah, yes.
We got over 225 films submitted this year, but only 40 made it into the festival.
How did you all choose which ones come in?
So we have a class. The first semester, we judge the films. We only screen about 10 minutes of them because they're supposed to hook you in the first 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, that's the first, that's a preliminary judging. And then it's all done by students. Then the second round is when we bring in the judges for the film festival, and that's how we decide which ones go into the festival, get awards and stuff.
How do people find out about you all across the globe to submit their films?
Mostly through the internet, I think, because we have this site called Film Freeway, or we advertise on Film Freeway, and it just has a bunch of different film festivals, and you can like put yours on the top page, and then anybody who's ever made a film, I mean, within our like standards and categories, you can just like, it's essentially click and submit, which makes it really easy and accessible for anybody who has the internet or has made a film and then has access to the internet. And so I think that's really how we get to such an international audience.
That's awesome. And you broke them up per night. Like tonight is animations, right?
Tonight is animation and experimental.
And experimental. Okay.
And then Thursday is documentary and Friday is narrative. And then Saturday's Best of Fest.
Yeah.
Which is really interesting.
And it's so cool. You all made it affordable. It's like $5?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To go? Yeah, which is cool. Are these all short films or?
Yeah, they're 30 minutes or less. They're supposed to, it's a short film festival. That's why we get so many films because independent filmmakers all around the world are just trying to get, you know, their voices heard and just, you know, a short amount of time, you can do a lot.
So, yeah, yeah, that's definitely for sure. I think it's a really, really cool thing. And plus, the Minor Theater is just reopened for all of this,
exactly.
Which is really cool.
Just for us.
Yeah. So they had to replace, like, a lot of stuff. What does it look like now in the Minor? Have you
she's actually working in there right now.
Okay.
So the seats are going to stay the same for now because of the short amount of time that we had to get the venue ready for the film festival.
So they haven't come and taken the seats yet?
No, just the only, so in Theater 1, the only seats available are the ones in the bottom. So I think there are about 180 seats.
Okay.
And then the balcony, they have no seats, so it's not going to be accessible to anybody. They have new carpet. They've updated the concessions area. It's starting to look really good.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really cool. And how long should people expect to spend each night?
It's about 2.5 hours.
Two and a half hours.
Yeah. Hours-ish.
So about the time of a feature film.
Yeah, yeah, but you're going to see like 10, 20 independent small films, which is really interesting. Yeah. It's so much content.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. So about how many different countries submitted films?
Oh, my goodness.
Like over 50, I think.
We have films from Cuba, from Bahrain, I think.
Bahrain, yeah.
Yeah. Iran. We have from Tokyo,
Australia. Like, they're really from all over the world.
Yeah.
And all different topics, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I definitely think, because our mission statement is, like, we want to create a space free of censorship, and we really want to give people a venue where they could submit that they, in a place where they wouldn't be able to, like, because you have to have a producer like back you, and you have to market it to a mass amount of people if you want to be a mainstream movie. It sort of leaves people in the dust because producers don't want to sort of like go against the grain in a sense. And so everything that wouldn't get backed in another sense, like, they can submit it here and we'll watch them and we'll view them. And if we really get hooked on them, they'll get it into the fest. And so it's a really great place for like people who wouldn't otherwise get viewed anywhere else.
Sweet. So you can go and you can see things at this fest that you wouldn't be able to see anywhere else. Mm-hmm. And what if somebody can't come, but they want to check out some of the films?
I recommend taking the class next year.
Taking
or like
the class
coming to the club next year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because we don't show the films anywhere else except for the festival, unless you're in the class and you pre-screen them. Because we don't want to just give out people's films to anybody.
That makes complete and total sense.
Right. Yeah.
Complete and total sense.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so people, definitely, this is a good time to come on out and see a lot of films from all over the globe.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And see something new, get new ideas, that
definitely.
Kind of stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to go ahead and play some more messages from some of our sponsors. I'll have this interview on up, plus as well as the poster over at khum.com shortly, so people can, you know, if you missed any of that information, you want to know what is on what night, that sort of stuff, you could check it out there. So thank you so much for joining me one more time. I'd like to say thank you. Sorry.
Thank you.
You're listening to KHUM.